Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. Real Estate Coaching Radio is the nation's number one daily radio show for realtors who demand authentic real-time coaching. Get ready for fluff-free, unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what's truly working to get you into action, helping others, and making money now in today's real estate market. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
3, 2, 1. Okay, we are back. It is June the 2nd, 2020. There are certainly more things going on in the news, more things going on in the world than many of us want to actually think about or deal with. And we're going to focus today's show on hopefully having a clarifying event for all of you. And it's our obligation to all of you to educate you, to motivate you, and help you to get into action. And what we've been sensing and what we've been hearing are a lot of people are becoming fearful, and the fear is just compounding on itself. Obviously you have the pandemic, and then you have the economic collapse, and then now you have national riots.
I mean, hornets and locusts and cicadas.
Exactly. And then, by aliens. The way, and aliens, right. So all this is happening in the last 6 months. It's hard to actually ingest it all. So here's the best real coaching advice we could give you. Don't ingest any of it. And ultimately, we're going to give you guys a solution for all of this so that mentally and emotionally it doesn't bog you down. So intellectually, you have to know. If you don't know, then just trust what I'm telling you is true. That the greatest fortunes of man and womankind have always been made during the greatest times of change. And that is just, I mean that in the most literal of senses. The greatest legacy fortunes have always been made during the greatest times of change. The greater the change, the more stressful that's going on in the society, the more opportunity it is for you to actually do something miraculous and amazing. And yesterday's podcast was, it will 2020 be the year of miracles. And we meant that quite literally. Yes, we know that it seems like there's a never-ending onslaught of insanity that's surrounding us constantly. But the truth is there's never been a better opportunity for you to create miracles in your life because of the insanity. There's a famous misquote. It's a quote, but it's a misquote by a guy named Baron von Rothschild. And I think it was from the 1600s or the 1700s, something, you know, forever ago. But the gist of it was, when there's blood on the streets, buy real estate. Now that, again, it was a misquote, but that's the big takeaway from his sort of long quote. And what was he saying? He was saying, when everybody else is looking for the exit, when everyone else is looking to put themselves in a cave and just wait for the zombie apocalypse to be over, that's when you need to be hard charging and seize opportunity. Because that's when most people are going to be most receptive to new ideas, new leaders, and people that are actually there to help them solve problems. The most of the world right now, and one of the, I think, underlying themes and real sort of what's really going on with all these riots is there's a good bit of it that's politics, no doubt. Okay, there's also a good bit of it that are people that are genuinely upset because of what happened, which is just horrible. And there's also a good bit of people that are just pissed off because they're pissed off. They're pissed off because of the pandemic. They're pissed off because they've been in quarantine too long. They're just overall pissed off. And some of you longtime podcast listeners will know that Julie and I more or less exactly predicted that there was going to be civil and social unrest. We told you guys this was going to be happening. How did we know it? Is it because Julie and I are some sort of, you know, we have a window into the future? No, because these things always happen every time there's any kind of anything, really. I mean, if there's people love to get together, right? People love to form groups. People love to protest. And then there's always the hanger-oners that try to basically monopolize those organized protests and make it into something that's around, you know, their mission. And that's what maybe Antifa is doing right now. Mm-hmm. And so with that in mind, Julie's got a great post. Now, there's a great guy, him and his wife, Julie and I knew when we went to Orange Theory with him when we lived in Austin. His name is Mike Honcho. What a great name for a cop. He's a cop, right?
In Austin.
So Julie's going to read a post from his Facebook page.
Yes, this is short, but I think it's really meaningful. From Mike, he said, huge shout out to the leadership and participants of tonight's peaceful protest outside the APD headquarters. Again, that's in Austin downtown. Many officers, including myself, were able to have discussions about the way ahead in our community. While we weren't able to see eye to eye all the time, we did so in a respectful manner. And when the violent rioters arrived, which we knew they would, the peaceful protesters had our backs and we had theirs. Austin demonstrated to me that a major city can handle this crisis in a civil manner. Proud to be a Texan and proud to serve the citizens of Austin.
Yeah, so awesome. But that, and that underlying theme, and there was another post after that too, where he basically, they went there and there were organized protesters and the cops basically showed, is that the post where he's talking about that?
Not sure.
Let me read it real quick. Asking if there's a... Well, the gist of his post was essentially is the cops were there. They were having a nice conversation with the protesters. And they and basically they unified. Essentially, the protesters and the cops that were there had done a great job of letting everyone know that, yes, I might be wearing a badge, but at the end of the day, we're all citizens. And then the Antifa types showed up. And then the Antifa types were trying to do what they try to do, throwing their firebombs and, you know, throwing, you know, doing anything to get people pissed off. And Mike said in his post that the people that were there, the real protesters, not these people that came in largely from out of state and maybe even out of the country. Yeah, you want to read it?
Yeah. Okay. So again, this is relatively short, so just stick with us for a second. Again, from Mike, I'm a member of the law enforcement community, and I've got an honest question for people who are angry with us. It's my understanding that if a good cop does nothing when a corrupt cop abuses his power, then he is corrupt by omission and silent consent. I believe this to be true. But do you feel that a peaceful protester who doesn't take action against those rioters that cause violence and destruction should be held to that same standard? I want to say that I know what people in my profession would say, so I'm asking for people that don't align with my views to share your comments and thoughts. There might not be many, so I ask those to share this request with like-minded individuals. Please be civil in your discussion, and I'll listen. We may not agree at the end of the day, but we will have a better understanding. Be safe, God bless, and take care of each other. I think he makes an excellent point on that. You know, there's a difference between the peaceful protesters he's talking about versus the violent destruction terrorists. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, right?
And so what he was saying was when the Antifa people showed up, that the protesters that were there, who are, you know, essentially the ones that they were talking with, kind of bandied with the cops, and then the Antifa types didn't get any legs during that protest. So, and that's happening across the country. More and more stories are happening exactly like that across the country. So the news is not focusing on that. You know, some news stories are picking those things up. But what you're quickly discovering is the undercurrent of being an American is, guess what? Being a freaking American. We are unified. We are an actual country. And yes, we might have people that are trying to divide us. But at the end of the day, great cops like Mike Honcho and all the other people that are out there, they don't want the destruction of this country. And I just, and this is going, we're going to move past this topic really quick because this is not our wheelhouse. But I read something that just came out in the news. Dangerous mobs from far left groups are running through our streets and causing absolute mayhem. They're destroying our cities and rioting. It's an absolute madness. Trump made it clear he will not tolerate their disgusting acts of violence against innocent citizens. This is why the United States will be formally designating Antifa as a terrorist organization. Now, what does that actually mean? Julie, I sent you an article. Did you find that article that Trump is going to enact some sort of... I did send it to you.
It's from today. Yeah. So let's find that. Insurrection Act.
Okay, so you guys listen to this. And this is going to be the end of, I think, all these riots and whatnot.
Okay, so it says Trump says he may invoke the obscure Insurrection Act to quell protests. And here's what that means. Let's see. He talks about the protests. We all know that that's happening. Key fact. Signed into law by Thomas Jefferson in 1807, this act gives the commander-in-chief the ability to deploy the military to squash civil disorder, rebellion, or insurrection within the U.S. The act was last used to suppress the 1992 L.A. riots, which took place after the acquittal of four white police officers in the savage beating of Rodney King. We both remember that. Governors have the ability to ask the federal government to send in troops to assist with squashing civil unrest, but none have done so far, opting instead to rely on local law enforcement and the National Guard troops, which are Army and Air Force reserves. A section of the act states that the president can deploy troops without a direct request in cases of rebellion or, quote, unlawful assemblages that make it impractical to enforce the law in a normal fashion. Let's see. Also working in tandem with the Insurrection Act is called the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878. Love it when they throw Latin in there. Prohibits active duty troops from being deployed in the U.S. states. In order to deploy troops without a governor's go-ahead, Trump would have to issue a proclamation ordering insurgents to disperse and go home with a limited time frame. So they're just talking about the structure of how to actually go about it. But it does seem like he's probably going to go that direction of the Insurrection Act.
The main thing there, and let's not even worry about the political unintended consequences, but the main thing there is he's going to bypass essentially the governors of the states and basically make it so that the protesters aren't going to be allowed to, you know, do what they're being allowed to do.
And there is precedent for that.
And there is precedent, right.
Totally legal.
The whole thing is just shocking that we're, you know, experiencing all this.
Yeah.
But look, you know, it is what it is. Julie and I are not, if anything, we're, I'd say we're libertarian basically in the stance that we take politically. But in a case like this, what do you got to do? I mean, you're going to have to act. You have to protect the country. You have to protect the small businesses. And it's fascinating to me how people don't really understand it. It's like business is evil. And yet business is basically 99% of everyone works for a small business. And yet somehow business is evil. It's like, what is it? The whole thing is convoluted. Anyway, it's sad. And I'm sorry that some of you guys are, you know, some of you, and it is a massive minority of you, are actually being threatened by this, or you feel threatened by this. But what you've got to ultimately get from all of this is that you have to rise above it. You have to not allow yourself to be pulled into the weeds, and because it's going to psychologically adversely affect you. And what we're doing our best to convince you of is that this mini boom that we're all experiencing in housing is not going to last. It'll last maybe through the end of the year, God willing. And after that, who the heck knows what's going to happen? And if you are so worried about things that you can do nothing about, that are completely out of your control, that you've let, you know, essentially percolate in your brain to the point where you're not willing to take action, where you're not willing to be out there learning the new things necessary to survive and thrive in this market. If that's where you're at, you're going to be experiencing horrible hardship financially as soon as all these mortgage forbearances and all these government lifelines run out. They're not going to last forever, guys. If, you know, look, on the left-leaning side of things, maybe there's going to be a continuation of the unemployment to the end of the year. Maybe the mortgage forbearance is going to spring of next year. But after that, if you don't have your act together, what's going to happen? And you're going to have a hell of a time trying to catch back up when the market does shift noticeably. And the reason that there hasn't been a real obvious crash in the market, in the economy, is because of all the government lifelines. Love them or hate them. You can have your opinions whichever way, you know, whichever side of the fence you want to lean on. But the moral of the story right now, as soon as those things run out, you now have a taste of what's going to happen. You now have a taste of what's going to happen when people are essentially realizing that they're waking up without jobs. It's going to be scary, and you have to be ready for it. Because here's the thing you always have to remember. Your real estate license was the smartest thing probably many of you ever did, getting your license. There are very, very few other businesses that are essentially able to make money no matter what direction the economy or the anything goes. Think about it, guys. Think how many things that you, if you are really truly fearful of finances and money and you know, things like that, you're not going to be buying a new car, which, by the way, is what is happening. People are not buying new cars. You're not going to be doing a lot of vacationing and traveling. Now, there might be a bounce back, and we're hoping that there is. But if things get really tight and people really start not just psychologically being fearful, but financially looking at their account balances and realizing they've got a problem, they're going to cut out all spending. But what is going to leave for us in the real estate market are absolutely motivated sellers. And those are the ones that we want you to learn how to go after, because no matter what happens in the market with interest rates, with the president, with, you know, what else? What are we missing this year? I mean, literally, we got aliens. We got...
Well, I mean, hurricane season's coming up, and that's predicted to
that's
be
just
up to 19 hurricanes.
Right.
And what else? You got the Atlantic,
Florida.
You know, southeast. But, you know, this is a good segue, though, because we have had actually some of our coaching clients who sell in urban environments have some of their listings affected by this, or at least conversations affected by what's going on. But to your point, your real estate license, best thing you ever did, because what's the solution? We've been talking about it in Premier Coaching this week. Guess what? The month rolled over, and that means one thing, expired palooza. So the solution is always get to your magic number. In this case, add 20%, the number of listings you must have at all times to meet or exceed your monthly goals. Why? Because those listings obviously are going to sell. In many cases right now, you're selling them yourselves because we've got such low inventory. Most of you are able to do open houses again. You're spinning off listing appointments from that. Listings always generate more business. So whatever stress you're feeling, it is really true that the solution is more listings, period. And if you're selling in an urban environment, go to the expired list and cherry pick things that you know are safe in nice neighborhoods that can sell maybe a $5,000 or $15,000 price reduction away from success with motivated sellers who say please and thank you.
even in the worst of markets, and Julie and I've sold real estate in terrible markets, coached lots of people in terrible markets. We've been there, done that at this point. And we have lots of coaching clients in Manhattan, lots of coaching clients in the Bird Streets out in Beverly Hills. We have lots of clients in everywhere, in every type of market you can possibly imagine. People that have sold ranch land, people that have sold mobile home parks, people that have sold, you know, everywhere.
We have a client on a remote island in Alaska that sells real estate. I mean, it is true. They're everywhere.
And so no matter what happens in the market, I promise you, there are always going to be people that have to sell primarily. Yes. And then when priced correctly, there will be motivated buyers. So all of you, get your heads away from the news and stop thinking about things you cannot control. There's only a few things in life you can clearly control. You can control your physicality. You can control what you eat, and you can control what you do with your body. You can control your finances. You can control your environment. That's it. You cannot control anything more than that. You can clean your house. You can make your bed in the morning. You can, you know, organize your closets if you've not done that 10 times yet during the lockdown, right?
Right.
You can do those. You can control what you do with your body. You can control what you do with your, and ultimately with your finances. Everything outside of that little window or that little world is out of your control, so stop bothering with it.
Well, doesn't the military say control your 3-foot world?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I think that's pretty good advice from people who have been trained at a pretty excellent high level.
That is
so
true.
So yeah, control what you can control. And that's a lot. Really, in real estate, all you need is your phone, your car, your computer, you're done. You know, your headset, and you're off to the races. So take advantage of that. I mean, if you feel yourself getting sucked into the drama, you can have compassion and feel sorry for people that maybe don't have a real estate license and don't have the control that you do. Go help them.
So let's share with them two really great stories as we run the bend on today's podcast. And I think actually, you know, there's one I didn't send you, Julie. Mm. Okay, so I'll tell you there's one. It was Airbnb. Mm-hmm. And this is great, I think, and we're looking for great real estate related news. Airbnb said a number of people that are doing searches to rent houses because they all have basically, they have a, what, vacation, what would be the word? They all want to basically get the hell out of their houses, yeah, go on vacation,
but
right?
There's probably not get on a plane maybe, but staycations and drives.
There's a huge uptick in the number of people, mm-hmm, looking to go on vacations, and we've been reading that,
yeah,
travel sites and different things like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's encouraging. There's going to be a lot of people that have not been spending money, that have not been spending money because of the pandemic. Yes, Amazon has been kicking ass. But other than that, there's going to be a lot of frugality fatigue that's going to bounce back.
Yeah, people are trying to get out.
And furthermore, I'm going to remember we told you this, guys. You're going to feel like things are on sale because they are on sale. There's a lot of essentially supply left in car dealerships, for example. Everything you can possibly imagine you'd ever want to buy is going to be on sale for the next 4 or 5 months. Mm-hmm. And there's a crap ton of money out there that people haven't been spending that they're going to want to then go out there and spend on all the stuff that's on sale. That is going to happen. And then it's not. Once the overhang is sold off, then you're going to see, you know, who knows what we're predicting, it's going to be inflation. Because as new things start to get made to, you know, resupply the stores and whatnot, you're definitely going to see an occurrence of essentially cost inflation. Hey, Julie, we got time for one story. Go ahead.
Okay, I got 4 minutes left.
Yep.
I'm going to do my things I like. Let's see. Elon Musk's SpaceX suit, like a tuxedo for the Starship Enterprise. This was like a massively crazy long article about the design of these space suits. I came across this because I was searching for less dramatic news, some more positive things that don't have to do with murder hornets or riots. So I thought this was really interesting, and they actually showed all the spaceships over the years, and that they had a design aspect for once that was not just survival. They started with engineering it off of one of James Bond's tuxedos, as a matter of fact.
Are you kidding me?
And a little dash of, what's the guy from Tony Stark, you know, his episode. That's like they made
Iron Man.
And they had to be, they said they wanted them, this is very largely Elon Musk's influence. He said he wanted them to look as good standing up as they did sitting down and not to look like a rumpled mess when they were in the spaceship. Of course, he also had them drive to the launch site in Teslas. I didn't know that. That was kind
of
cool.
Of course.
But anyway, this is a really huge article that I thought was pretty interesting. It even goes into the designer that did it was actually a costume designer, not just like they've used military guys in the past. So that's why they looked so cool.
Looking over your shoulder at this article you're reading, I still have to say the Star Trek outfits from the 1960s are still better.
They're definitely
the cool. Blue and the yellow and the.
I know.
Yeah, and
awesome.
I like that picture to the left too. What's
that
you from?
Would. Jane Fonda in Barbarella. I guess that was an alien movie of some sort.
Yeah, why don't the outfits look like that?
I don't know. Yeah, seriously, right? So you had a little short skirts from the
60s.
Yeah. But anyway, that was kind of a fun thing. I've got to get off to Premiere because I've got 2 minutes to go.
That's right. So listen, coaching clients, make sure you're attending Julie's daily semi-private coaching session every single day. It is your opportunity to have direct interaction with head coach Julie to get all your toughest questions answered. Hundreds of you attend live. Thousands of you could if you wanted to. I know most of you listen in replay and you learn a lot from other people's questions. We are going to be moving that to a video format on Facebook, and we're going to do the same format we do now, but then followed by a Facebook Live session for those of you who are our Premier Coaching members. So look forward to that. Look, guys, I'm going to tell you the first thing I wrote down on my to-do list for today. I was going to mention this earlier, but I'm just going to read it to you now. So I write down essentially maybe 7 to 10 action items, things that are essentially of urgent importance. Once my production work, my coaching calls are done in the morning, these are the things that must be done. And last night when I was making my list, because I always do it at night, I do my own little what we call brain dump, where I write down everything that's in my head just so that I can relax at night. And the first thing I wrote down was make 20 people feel appreciated. That's what I wrote down, right? So make 20 people feel appreciated. Make 20 people, you know, break out of their sort of mental, emotional malaise so they don't experience financial hardship. Basically, that's what we are. We're the interrupter. We're the thing in the road that maybe causes you to have a slight pivot in how you're thinking. That's what Julie and I are trying to do every day on our podcast because we know it's needed. Well, so how did I do? Are you guys feeling appreciated? Do you guys feel encouraged? Are you going to take the sort of maybe the slightly different deviation in thinking that we're hoping that you adopt, and are you then going to share that with other people? Or are you going to just head back to the news and look for more reasons to basically stay in your cave? You guys got to understand, no one's going to save you. No one's going to basically ride in on a white horse. Yes, there was a little bit of a white horse action going on in the past, few months, but that is not going to last forever. You're going to have to learn and relearn and stay connected with moving forward rapidly. You have to stay, as our military friends will tell us, you have to stay downrange and completely engaged. And as I was trying to impress upon you, the greatest fortunes of humanity have always been made during the greatest times of change. Maybe you don't want to be the world's richest man. Maybe you don't want to, be richer than Jeff Bezos. Who cares? That's fine. Just earn enough money so that you can take care of yourself and your family. Right now, we're about halfway through the year. 6 months from now, we're going to be right in the heart of the holiday season. Real estate, generally speaking, depending on your market, is not going to, it's not something that people are really actively engaged in at a high level during the holiday season. You're going to have that compounding with more uncertainty in the economy. You're going to have that compounding with whatever the election happens and all the other things. So in our minds, there is no reason to believe that the last quarter of this year isn't going to be significantly more challenging than all the previous quarters of 2020 combined. You have to be ready for that. You have a small window to be ready for that. Do everything in your power to essentially help as many people through real estate transactions as you can. We've made it as easy as we possibly can for all of you. You can participate with what we're doing. By just becoming a member of our free coaching program. Now, it is a whisper of our normal coaching program, for sure. But the content that's there, which is waiting for you, which is free, is going to get you going in the right direction. And the 90-day massive action plan is the thing I've been telling a lot of you guys about, because it does give you a day-by-day, this after this, this after this, of what you should be doing for the next 90 days. That's exactly what many of you are looking for. You don't know what to do. You're essentially having to restart a lot of aspects of your lives and your businesses. Follow the 90-day massive action plan. We're also giving you the real estate treasure map, which is our fill-in-the-blank business plan. Guys, get started on all of this urgently. And all you have to do is text the word survival to 31996. Text the word survival to 31996. And guess what? You'll be sent back a join link. Click the link, join the coaching program. And then you can get access to the information. And the third thing I'm really proud of having thought of with Julie for creating for all of you is the Ultimate Agent Survival Guide. And the Ultimate Agent Survival Guide, the first section is called Personal. And the Personal section, that's where we tell you how to use all these government programs that are available to you. So make sure you're aware of all those and you can decide whether or not those are the best thing for you to do. Yes, I'm talking about the SBA PPP loans, the EIDL loans. I'm talking about the mortgage forbearances, all that stuff. So take action. Text the word survival to 31996. In the meantime, guys, thank you for continuing to make this the number one daily podcast for real estate professionals. We say in the United States, because that's for sure the truth, but outside of that, don't really know. Maybe we're the number one daily podcast for real estate professionals in the world. I mean, who else is insane enough to do a daily podcast for real estate professionals? So we probably have that market completely cornered. But if you need us for anything at any time, remember, we're never too big or busy to be of direct assistance to you. You can join us every day as a coaching client. You can obviously listen to our past podcasts. We have thousands of shows on iTunes, Stitcher, on Spotify, on all the normal podcast listening devices. And if you ever need direct help, remember, guys, I might not always be the person that's going to respond, but we are always going to respond. If you text to my direct cell phone number, which is 512-758-0206, we will help you. Whatever your malady is, we will do our best to be of assistance to you, because that's what our business is all about. That's what your business is all about as well, being of service to other people. You're the people that we chose to be of service to, right? Does that make sense? So listeners, you have a fantastic day. Keep your head focused on what matters. And just remember, the only three things that you can truly control are your health, your finances, and your environment. Don't really think about anything outside of that. Otherwise, those thoughts outside of that, of your real world, are going to dominate. And you are then going to have days, if not months and years, blow past you, and you're not going to know what happened. And then you're going to have to play catch up. So don't let that happen to you. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk to you on the show.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.